It is a word we've been waiting for a while, and for that we go to the Deputy Director of Water Resources for Santa Rosa. Jennifer Burke is here. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Well, we got the press release. This must be a very, very confident good day for the water agency.
Yes, we actually have very good news to share. As was noted earlier, after a very intensive investigation and methodical testing and working very closely with an expert team, we are very pleased today to say that we were able to lift the water quality advisory and folks can return to using water normally in that area.
And again, we're talking about, is it 13 homes or 13 families that have been without usable water for the last year?
So there, in that particular area, there are 13 homes that survived the fire.
Okay, very good. And they have, you know, I know that the water agency has been providing those homes with different sources of water in between then and now. And soon they'll be able to just turn on the faucet?
Yes. And I would like to say we are incredibly grateful and appreciate the patience of the community and especially of those in the surviving homes
yeah.
in this area. This has been an unprecedented event. We were unable to find any other water agency that had this effect after an urban wildfire. And so we're just grateful for the patience of the community and the understanding and grateful that we got to resolve this issue and now our water quality is restored.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's not fun to be first when you're the first one that this has happened to.
No.
But Jennifer, 7,000 water samples. And what happens from here forward in terms of making sure this is a done deal?
So from here on forward, we've developed a very robust monitoring plan that we work together with our experts and our state and federal regulators, and we will be putting that into place. We'll continue to sample and make sure that we're not seeing any issues with the water quality.
Makes sense to me. And what about the rest of Fountain Grove at large in terms of the folks rebuilding their homes, et cetera? Any current considerations for the water overall?
We've tested all the water service lines. That's the line from the main to the meter throughout the entire burn area. And so anywhere we found contamination, we've either replaced the service line or are in the process of doing so. But throughout that entire area, the water quality is safe. It meets all regulations, and there are no restrictions anywhere throughout the burn zone.
It's very, very good news indeed. How many or how much of that plastic, those plastic pipes had to be replaced after the fires in that area?
So when all was said and done, we replaced all the water service lines in the advisory area. We replaced some components of our system and a few main segments. And by doing that, along with continued flushing and sampling, we are able to restore water quality and resolve the issue.
Well, it's the best news that we could get. We've been waiting a long time for it. And I know you and your department at the Santa Rosa Water Agency has been waiting a long time for this day, too.
Yes. We're just very grateful to the community, very grateful for all the support. And we're going to continue to share information and provide details. And if anyone wants more information, they can visit our website, which is www.srcity.org/WQ advisory.
Very good. We love to hear about this kind of recovery. Jennifer, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
That is Jennifer Burke, Deputy Director of Water Resources, talking about the water advisory being finally lifted in Fountain Grove area. Can you imagine how happy those 13 families must be to be able to turn on their tap and get good, clean water out of there?